ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 28. Entitled, The Most Confidential Knowledge. Shubha, Ashubha, Palaihi, ఏవం మోక్షసే కర్మ బంధనై సన్యాస యోగ యుక్తాత్మా విముక్తః మాం ఉపైష్యసి. శుభాశుభ ఫలైరేవం మోక్షసే కర్మ బంధనై సన్యాస యోగ యుక్తాత్మా విముక్తో మాముపేష్యసి. శుభాశుభ ఫలైరేవం మోక్షసే కర్మ బంధనః సన్యాస యోగ యుక్తాత్మా విముక్తో మాముపైష్యసి. శుభాశుభ ఫలైరేవం మోక్షసే కర్మ బంధనై సన్యాస యోగ యుక్తాత్మా విముక్తో మాముపైష్యసి. Shubha, from auspicious, Ashubha, and inauspicious, Falaihi, results, evam, thus, Mokshase, you will become free, Karma, of work, Bandhanaihi, from the bondage, Sanyasa, of the renunciation, Yoga, the yoga, yuktatma, having the mind firmly set on, vimuktaha, liberated, mam, to me, upaishasi, you will attain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this way, you will be freed from the bondage of work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me, in this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. One who acts in Krishna consciousness under the superior direction is called yukta. The technical term is yukta vairagya. This is further explained by Rupa Goswami as follows. అనాసక్తస్య విషయాన్ యథార్హం ఉపయుంజతః నిర్బంధః కృష్ణ సంబంధే యుక్త వైరాగ్యం ఉచ్యతే. దిస్ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ భక్తి రసామృత సింధు, ఫస్ట్ కాంట్ సెకండ్ చాప్టర్, 255th వర్స్. రూప గోస్వామి సేస్ దట్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ వీ ఆర్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు యాక్ట్, వీ కెనాట్ సీజ్ యాక్టింగ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ అండ్ ద ఫ్రూట్స్ ఆర్ గివెన్ టు కృష్ణ, దెన్ that is called yukta vairagya. Actually situated in renunciation, such activities clear the mirror of the mind, and as the actor gradually makes progress in spiritual realization, he becomes completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore at the end he becomes liberated, and this liberation is also specified. By this liberation he does not become one with the Brahma Jyoti, but rather enters into the planet of the Supreme Lord. It is clearly mentioned here in Mam Upaishasi, he comes to me, back home, back to God. there are five different stages of liberation. And here it is specified that the devotee who always lived his lifetime under the direction of the Supreme Lord, as stated, has evolved to the point where he can, after quitting this body, go back to Godhead and engage directly in the association of the Supreme Lord. Anyone who has no interest but to dedicate his life to the service of the Lord is actually a sannyasi. Such a person always thinks of himself as an eternal servant dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. As such, whatever he does it for the benefit of the Lord. Whatever actions he performs it as service to the Lord. He does not give serious attention to the fruitive activities or prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. For ordinary persons, it is obligatory to execute the prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. But although a pure devotee who is completely engaged in service of the Lord may sometimes appear to go against the prescribed Vedic duties, actually it is not so. It is said, therefore, by Vaishnava authorities that even the most intelligent person cannot understand the plans and activities of a pure devotee. The exact words are, Tandra Vakya Kriya Mudra Vijnanena Bhujiya. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 23rd chapter and 39th verse. A person who is thus always engaged in the service of the Lord, or is always thinking and planning how to serve the Lord, is to be considered completely liberated at present, and in the future his going back home, back to Godhead, is guaranteed. He is above all materialistic criticism, just as Krishna is above all criticism. Om Magyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shubhashubha phalairevam mokshase karma vandanaha sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukto mamupeshyasi. In this way you will be freed from bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me, in this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. This is a very revolutionary principle that Srila Prabhupada is explaining, and Lord Shri Krishna is telling about his most confidential knowledge about the bhakti. So, simultaneously we get the essence of bhakti, how it is to be performed, how it is independent from the so-called pious and impious activities. How it is so much freeing one, and this is the only hope that how we can even become free from the bondage of the activities that entangle us into daily activity. This particular verse has a broad spectrum promise. And Krishna consciousness is thoroughly dependent upon this particular assertion of Lord Shri Krishna. The previous verse, Yat karoshi yadasnasi yajjuhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasisi kaunte tat kurusha madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. There is no scope of us doing anything beyond this. Everything is contained in it. And Krishna tells that you offer as a service to me. Never mind whether it is auspicious, inauspicious. Just offer. Anukulyena Krishnanukulyanam Bhakti Ruttama. We always see that Lord Shri Krishna must be pleased by our service. So unless and until we perform the activities that are favorable to him, which he indicates, because he is in the pure mode of goodness, not ordinary material mode of goodness. It's called Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva is the highest mode, that is his existence. And as an embodied living entity, we can come to at least mode of goodness. But that allows us to contemplate on the Parasattva, means transcendental nature. Because as living entity, we are part and parcel of Vishuddha Sattva. So, at least, even in so-called conditioned state, where we are bombarded with the three modes of material nature daily, our compulsion to act, we are forced to act, we are forced to take birth, we are forced to die. We are forced to get old and we are forced to get diseased. There is no voluntary system. It is forced upon us. So, at least we have to come to the point of the activities in the mode of goodness that we adopt. So we will be able to think upon the nature of the soul, which is called Parasattva. It is pure sattva. But Krishna is back pure. It is Vishuddha Sattva. A part and parcel is supposed to be in the marginal state when he can easily overcome by the modes of material nature. So that is his fallible nature, fallibility. So at least he can know Parasattva, but to come to the point of Vishuddha Sattva, you have to become like Vasudeva and Devaki. Sattvam Vishadam Vasudevam Sabditam. Therefore Krishna can take appearance in the womb of Mother Devaki. We cannot become Krishna, but because we are part and parcel, the same potency by quality, not by quantity, is there in a spark. So therefore, if we are able to get guidance according to his favor, whatever he says as it is, then we are able to understand the nature of that divine Vishuddha Sattva. And we feel we are connected with him. Right? So therefore this connection is very important. Even connection within the material world, that we have got this bad bargain of the body, but we have to make a best use of it. So how do we handle that we are inclined to become Krishna conscious? We perform those activities that are favorable, and as Krishna has asked in the previous verse. And similarly, he is giving guarantee to us in this verse. Then, in this way, means which this way? the previous verse says, yat karoshi yadashnasi. Whatever you do, yat karoshi. Whatever you eat, yadashnasi. Yat juhoshi, whatever you offer as a homage. That asiyat, whatever you give in charity. Yat tapasyasi, whatever you do, the austerity for. Offer it to me. Whatever you do, you make as an offering to Krishna. So, in this way, live your life in this way as a, make it at an offering. So, in this way, you will be freed. You will become liberated from the modes of material nature. Those three modes will not affect you. Therefore, even though the result of such activity, which might bring auspicious or inauspicious results. Sometimes, devotees do, as a total dedication on the order of their spiritual master, some activities that they are little become detrimental, yielding something which is not a favorable result. But yet, that performer devotee is protected. He is protected. Well, he did not do for his sense gratification. He tried his level best as a service to Krishna, to the best of the judgment. Even though seemingly the result was a failure, means it is an ashubh or inauspicious result was there. He doesn't have to regret. He does not have to pay off or anything. So, even if he does something very favorable and productive, and if he is not attached to that result, he does not rejoice. I did it. Get a credit for it? No credit. It's a humble service. If it worked out, well and good. If it did not, well and good. We tried your best. But that should be under the order of the superior authorities. Under the supervision, not as a private affair. And then claim, I did it for Krishna. No. Under the authority. Never independently. So he will be protected. Everybody knows, everybody has sanction. Try your best. Success. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Failure. That's my fault. I'm sorry. But then, that's it. He is protected. So, shubha shubha phali evam moksha se karma bandhane. He will become freed from the karma bandhan. He did it for Krishna. It was meant for Krishna. It's not otherwise. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj gives an example in that Upakhyane Upadesh. That little booklet, it says, one person was a miser. Somehow or another, he was visiting a prostitute and he would take flowers for the prostitute. Alright? People were criticizing him that how rotten you are. You must go and offer these flowers to Lord Krishna. But he says, no. So one time he was going with the flowers in a rickshaw and wind blew flowers and they dropped out. Then he thought, whatever flower which has fallen, it was meant for offering to Krishna. But this is, he is thinking, because I cannot pick up the flower, it is already spoiled, Okay. Esha Pushpa Govindaya Namaha. Govindaya Namaha. This was meant for Krishna. It's a bad mentality. Altogether, it was inauspicious. So actually it is going to bind him, not free him. Because it was never meant in the first place. Sankalpa means a determined effort to offer. A determined effort to offer. Otherwise, the mind wants to make its own choice. And if it fails, then it gives an excuse. So, that is called vikalpas. Sankalpa means a determined effort to make as an offering to Lord Shri Krishna. It has to be done before an offering. So, shubha-shubha phalairi evam mokshase karma bandhana. In this way, if you do anything as an offering to Lord Shri Krishna, then whatever auspicious or inauspicious results are, they will not bind you. They will make you free. So there won't be any bondage. So naturally, if somebody is without bondage and he is acting, a devotee is known as a devotee by unmotivated and uncontaminated devotional service. There's no motivation. Right? So, there is no motivation. There is no ulterior desires behind the performance of a particular activity. Whatever he does, whatever he eats, first he replaces his desire with the desire of pleasing Lord Krishna. I'm going to cook this nice dish. I hope Lord Shri Krishna will accept my offering. That is the first and foremost idea. Not that I want to eat something. Okay, let's make today this and then we offer. No, have a good menu. Arrive in the morning. You know, Krishna, this is your breakfast. I hope you will like it. And then we take as prasadam. So, priority is Krishna, then efforts are accepted by Lord Krishna. If priority is not Krishna, then efforts are again indirect, not direct. So actually, Srila Prabhupada says that this activity in Krishna consciousness is the activity of sannyasis. So anybody can perform and become detached. Anybody can perform this activity, whether he is a brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha or a sannyasi. But sannyasi means one should be detached from the shubha shubha phalaihi eva. One should be detached. So, this is explained as Yukta Vairagya and Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Siddhu, that anasaktasya vishayan, anasakta, detachment, non-attachment, vishayan, towards the objects of sense gratification. Anasaktasya vishaya. Yatha arham upayunyata. In as much requirement to the offer, as an offering to Krishna, and put it into connection with Krishna. So, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe. It will detach Nirbandha. A person who is performing the activity will not be bound by the reaction of such activity. Krishna sambandhe. Nirbandha for himself. Sambandhe to Krishna. Nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe. Yukta vairagya muchyate. That is called the yukta vairagya or activities in Krishna consciousness. This is the definition of activity in Krishna consciousness. It must be yukta vairagya. Krishna conscious activity means yukta vairagya. So, Srila Prabhupada says that therefore, if actions are performed and the fruits are given to Krishna, then it is called yukta vairagya. Actually situated in renunciation, such activities clear the mirror of mind. As the actor gradually makes progress in spiritual realization, he becomes completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the result of such activity called yukta vairagya, that he becomes soul surrendered to Krishna. We know that the jivatma's swarupa, lakshan, is surrendering to Lord Krishna. So, how one is surrendered to Lord Krishna? Can you see by face? How would you recognize it? Anybody? How would you recognize a surrendered soul?
By activities dispersing. By activities dispersing, how he ends.
How Krishna conscious activities one is performing. How are his activities Krishna conscious? If it is Krishna conscious, then he must be surrendered. Is it easy or difficult to understand a surrendered soul? Srila Prabhupada is putting directly. Let's read again. Therefore, if actions are performed and fruits are given to Krishna, then it is called yukta vairagya. Actually situated in renunciation, such activities clear the mirror of mind, and as the actor gradually makes progress in spiritual realization, he becomes completely surrendered to Lord Krishna. So this is the foundation of surrender. That all, whatever we do, it must be as an offering to Lord Krishna. That is the surrender. Tatastha lakshans, the marginal symptoms, that he can become very mild, where he can become very pleasing to others, he is very sober, he is very poetic, he is very merciful, he is very learned, expert, enthusiastic. All these characters are marginal characters. They can be developed. But first and foremost, symptom of a pure devotee is that he must be soul surrendered to Lord Shri Krishna. And all of his activities are done as an offering to Lord Krishna. That is the thing. So, in Krishna consciousness, how is it that one can make so much generalization that there cannot be any pure devotee? the Ritvik says, they fail to examine the surrendering nature of a devotee. A surrendered nature will tolerate all the inconveniences, all such criticisms, but will not budge into performing any service which is not Krishna consciousness. He will not perform. He will always do Krishna conscious activity. It means it must be for the pleasure of the Lord and nobody else. So that's one important thing is there. And second important aspect of our understanding that Srila Prabhupada gives is that therefore at the end he becomes liberated, but that is not the end of the liberation. There are five types of liberations, right? But this liberation is definitely higher than merging into Brahma Jyoti. Definitely higher than merging into Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti merging, that is a liberation of impersonalist, and they have no connection, they do not offer anything to Lord Krishna because they don't have faith on the person Krishna. They don't have. So, it naturally tends us to think that this liberation, which is higher than Brahma Jyoti, he is definitely going back home, back to Godhead. Means he is going to the planet of Lord Krishna. Brahma Jyoti itself is impersonal, so there are no planets of Brahma Jyoti. Rather, there are a lot of Vaikuntha planets floating in Brahma Jyoti. Even this material world is also floating. So what big deal is? But a devotee of Lord Shri Krishna wants to go back home, back to Godhead, means to the source of Brahma Jyoti. So definitely the destination of such devotee is not the material planetary, highest planetary system of Swargaloka. It is beyond even Brahma Jyoti, which is on Vaikuntha level. If he has desire to become like having Swarup of the Lord, so Sarupya Mukti, Samipya means closeness to the Lord, Sarsti means the same opulence of the Lord, and Salokya means residing on the same planetary system. These four muktis are in Vaikuntha. But Krishna says, Mam Upeti. Mam means me, him, himself. And he stays beyond Vaikuntha planetary systems. That is Golok Vrindavan. So, Mam Upeti means, Srila Prabhupada says, he comes to me. He comes to me. So that is his personal abode, personal planet. That is called going back home, back to Godhead. Simply by performing Krishna conscious activity, one can go back home, back to Godhead. That is as simple to understand. Srila Prabhupada says that anyone who has no interest in this material world. Only he has interest to dedicate his life to the service of the Lord is actually a sannyasi. Means whether he is a grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi or brahmachari. He is a sannyasi. Means he is totally detached and liberated state. Such a person always thinks of himself as an eternal servant, dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritim asrita bhajantim ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. The great souls, the liberated souls, they are called Mahatmas. They are simply dwelling in the divine energy of the Lord, that is Devi Shakti. They depend upon the divine energy, and the divine energy is obtained through devotional service. So he has no other interest to do anything which is not devotional service. Right? So therefore it is very, very guaranteeing that anyone who simply depends upon the desire of the Lord and performs all the activity favorable to Lord Krishna, he is an uttam bhakta. Uttam bhakta. Anya vilashita shunyam. Jnana karma dhanavutam. Anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. Uttama bhakti. Udgataha tamaha iti uttama. One which liberates from the darkness of material existence. Means the liberation is guaranteed. An activity should become liberating activity. We are doing otherwise activities which are binding. You know? So Uttam Bhakta is always performing liberating activity. Because he doesn't have any ulterior motivation. Neither he is letting his so-called knowledge or expertise of activity as an interference in the desire to serve the Lord favorably. He is that much dependent upon Krishna. How can I serve you, my Lord? How can I please you? So he becomes very conversant with the desire of the Lord through whom? Spiritual master. Pure devotee of the Lord, the spiritual master, knows the desire of the Lord. That is the point. So one has to fully surrender to and execute to the desire of the spiritual master. Yasya deve parabhakti, yatha deve tatha guru, tasya iti kathidahi athyaha prakashante mahatma. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. So if we have unflinching faith in Guru's words and Krishna's words, then all the imports of all the Vedic teachings will be revealed. Revealed. So here is so much of Krishna conscious perfection. You know, this perfection is called Krishna consciousness. And this perfection is given in very, very lucid way in so many facets. That is called Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is just like a gem which has many facets. And each and every facet is perfect. Each and every facets are perfect. So, Srila Prabhupada says, that such a pure devotee who is always desiring to serve the Lord in favorable way. And if he is amongst us, that sometimes it is said, therefore, that by Vaishnava authorities, that even the most intelligent person cannot understand the plans and activities of a pure devotee. Vaishnavere kriya mudra vijnaneya bhujiya. Tandravakya kriya mudra vijnaneya bhujiya. This is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very difficult to understand the mind of a pure devotee by unpure, who has not developed. Sometimes people say, oh, how do you know that he's a liberated person? Symptoms are there. If we are able to understand the symptoms, then have we ever practiced such? So we can also develop similar symptoms. So the idea is that only a liberated person can know the liberated one. Anyone who has felt the pangs of separation from Krishna can know Krishna. Gopis felt and they knew Krishna the best. So therefore we are told, have you ever felt the pangs of separation? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt. He showed how to perform the devotional service so the pangs of separation can be felt. Goswamis felt. So, those Sahajiyas, Mayavadis, they when they can claim, oh, I have seen Krishna, give a big slap on his face. Where are the eyes to see Krishna? Have you ever felt pangs of separation? These Goswamis never claimed in Vrindavan that, yes, I have seen Krishna. Rather it is written, He Radhe Vrajadevi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Sunokuta. Goshanta Vrajapure Kalinde Vanekata. They are simply crying in separation, asking, where are you, my dear son of Nanda Maharaj? Where are you, the daughter of Vrishabhanu? Where are you? Because they are totally absorbed or immersed in the thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, with his consort Radharani. They are in tune, in oneness. But physically, they cannot claim. Spiritually, everything is automatically claimed. So we can understand the symptoms and accept the seniority or the character of a pure devotee. So this is very important to understand that Krishna consciousness fulfills the desires of the living entity in its original Swarupa Siddhi. Anybody has any question? Make a concentrated effort of desire to serve Lord Krishna by putting the determined effort. How do you prepose? Then suppose. Prepose. Fixed very much. Then today, my mind, you better perform everything for Krishna. Don't become a wicked mind. So threaten the mind with a broom in the morning. Beat him up. So, whatever our service is there, try to remain Krishna conscious every moment while performing the service. It's a moment-to-moment engrossment. Because our activities also divert our attention. Right? So, be careful. Your thinking pattern of Lord Krishna will be also disturbed. Think as an assistant. Start from the assisting position. Say, for example, Radharani has so many assistants in cooking. Don't replace Radharani and start cooking for her. No. Rather, we have to go through the succession, the disciplined succession. And serve in that mood and then develop. So when we become perfected in assisting, then it will be better that we'll be entrusted for some responsibility that we might be able to do alone. Right? So meanwhile, our cultivation of Krishna consciousness and those efforts will make us mature. So we don't have to change the objective. It should remain the same, because theoretically you accept it first. Theoretically you accept it that yes, I must make a concentrated effort. But when you are putting in the practice, that practice comes as an apprentice and assistantship, and then take up the responsibility like that. So our maturity in helping out will give us opportunity to make an effort on our own. Right? So more you will make a progress by assisting, more you will be realized and more you will be entrusted. You got the idea? Yeah.
So if I am doing preaching to the other people, if they ask me, how do you define Krishna consciousness? What should be my answer? What is Krishna consciousness?
How do you find Krishna consciousness? Liberating, Prabhu. Define.
Yes.
Krishna consciousness means the perfection of life. At the end of perfection, what do you get? All the results, all the benefits, there is no loss. Where is the loss? You have to put up a calculative aspect. In other words, Srila Prabhupada, all your desires will be fulfilled. How do you find Krishna? Oh, all my desires are fulfilled. I don't have anything else, Prabhu. Have you experienced some aspect that your desires are fulfilled? And you do not ask any more those desires. Krishna has already satisfied you. Right? So the idea is that the perfection, everybody wants to make life perfect. Manushyanam sastreshu kaschid atitisiddha. Yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vetti tattvata. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam mam prapadyate. You have already surrendered. And Krishna is telling you, you are Mahatma, you are not a Duratma anymore. So Krishna is considering you as your own. And you got an identity now. Your desires have been fulfilled. At least you are not hankering anymore. Means must be fulfilled. No more hankering. So if there is no hankering, then is there any lamentation? Tatra ka shoka ka moha. Where is that? So it says, these are the benefits. And tell them, yam labdva chaparam labam manyate gnaditam tataha. Whatever gain you got in Krishna consciousness, you do not consider anything superior gain yet to be done. So therefore, all your desires are said to be fulfilled. Yam labdva. Let's see. All right, here it is. Yatra paramate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya yatra chaivatmana atmanam pashyannatmani tushtati. Sukham atyantikam yata buddhi grahyam indriyam vettiyana chaivayam sthita chalati tatvatah yam labdva chaparam labam manyate nadikam tatah yasmin sthito na dukhena gurunanapi vichalyate tam vidya dukha sanyoga vyogam yoga sangitam. Let's understand this translation. In the stage of perfection called trance or samadhi, one's mind is completely restrained from material mental activities by practice of yoga. This perfection is characterized by one's ability to see the self by pure mind and to relish and rejoice in the self. In that joyous state, one is situated in boundless transcendental happiness, realized through transcendental senses. Established thus, one never departs from the truth. And upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of the greatest difficulty. This indeed is actual freedom from all miseries arising from the material contact. The same thing will be directly given out by Lord Krishna by performing pure devotional service. The result is the same. Dhyana yoga means by meditation, if a person is going to come and to admit this particular point, Krishna says, you transcend immediately by direct serving to me. You don't have to go stepwise or either way, alternate methods. Come directly to me. Yanti deva pratan devan. Pitrun yanti pitrun vratan. Bhute jayanti bhutajya. Madhyajino bhimam. If you worship me, you will come to me. Worship means performance of activities. Offer to him. It's not only aarti. But the aarti is signifying the same activity that we are supposed to engage all the gross elements that we use in the aarti. We use in all the activities. So, this is called transcendental process. Why? Because it transcends all other processes. It transcends all other processes. The result is the perfection. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.